Good afternoon. This is Ed Walsh with the Mahomet Citizen, dated for the week of January 8th, 2018. We will begin today's reading on the front page. This article is under the banner of Mahomet Transportation Department, and the headline reads, Winter Road Warriors. Crew put in long hours to keep villages' streets clear. It was only a few weeks ago that Mahomet residents were dreaming of a white Christmas. But now, with two separate 3 to 4 inch snow events on December 24th and December 29th, and temperatures dropping well below zero, the village's transportation superintendent, Eric Crowley, is left with a well-worked 7-member crew. Snow is one part of my job that makes me gray-headed, Crowley joked. We want to do as much as we can for every resident of the village, and it stresses me out, to say the least. The Christmas Eve snowfall went fairly well, according to Crowley, as his department, consisting of 4 full-time employees, 1 part-time employee, and 2 individuals who help out on an as-needed basis from the Water and Sewer Department, cleared the roadways. Christmas is always a special time, and you want to be with your family and kids, Crowley said. We didn't work at all the same times, but we made it work. We worked about 11 hours each, so that's about 70 working hours. Crowley depends on preparedness and timing to make a successful handling of the snowfall. Preparedness is twofold, as it requires both the equipment and the crew be completely ready for each snowfall. I try to make sure everyone is rested up so we can work those long hours, he said. I tell all of the guys to have hats and gloves and to keep everything in the truck with them. We throw hand warmers in the truck just in case something should go wrong. On Tuesday, January 2nd, the National Weather Service issued a wind chill advisory for 32 Illinois counties, beginning on Wednesday, January 3rd, and ending on Thursday, January 4th at noon. The National Weather Service said it expected wind chills ranging from 15 below zero to 25 below zero. Such conditions not only present frostbite and hypothermia concerns, but they also pose threats of equipment malfunctions. Cold is not good on our equipment, and it's doubly bad when you have diesel-running vehicles like we do, Crowley said. Our fuel supplier will put additive in our fuel tank to help keep our engines running and to prevent the diesel from gelling. We'll also add a little more additive to each piece of equipment to make sure we don't gel up. Bitter cold temperatures also create travel concerns for village residents due to the icy, snowy roads. Crowley said his biggest concern with this week's frigid temperatures is the effectiveness of the village's salt. If it gets as low as the 15 to 17 degree mark, then our salt stops working. The inability to utilize salt to lessen the wintry effects creates hazardous driving conditions for area residents. Due to black ice patches, 10 vehicles crashed on Interstate 72 near Milepost 172 and Interstate 74 near the Lincoln Avenue and Neal Street exits on Tuesday morning, according to the Illinois State Police. The village used 25 to 30 tons of its 300 reserved tons of salt during the Christmas Eve snowfall. Each year, Crowley maintains the village's salt supply by placing a salt bid through the state. It's the bid based on history and past years, Crowley said. The tricky part is I need to put my bid in by March and April to see if I get bid on for the next winter. You never know how much snow and ice you're going to get. Relying on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, Crowley uses their weather predictions and historical data to judge his state salt bid. They're very good for the 1 to 4 months range, Crowley said, but after that they're pretty much looking at historical data. Compared to previous years, Crowley said the recent 300-ton salt bids are due to 2 changes within the village. First, the relocation of the village's transportation department to 218 South Lake of the Woods Road provides a larger salt shed. Second, the village's steady population growth necessitated larger salt bids. The village has grown, Crowley said. We grew very rapidly in the 90s and in the early 2000s. And after the Great Recession, we're finally at that point again where we're growing really good again. In addition to preparedness, Crowley and his crew rely on timing for effective snow plowing and snow removal. Timing is key for us, he said. We basically don't do anything until there's 2 inches of snow on the ground. According to the village of Mahomet's 2007 snow plowing policy, the transportation superintendent must decide when to begin the operations. The policy provides 4 criteria for negotiating operation timing, which includes at least 2 inches or more of snow accumulation, problematic snow drifting, icy conditions that may seriously affect travel, and the timing of the snow event in relation to the street use. Midday snowfall, such as the one the village received on Friday, December 29th, provides the greatest difficulty for Crowley and his crew. The snows that hit in the middle of the days like this are a real challenge. That's 12 to 14 hours of work, Crowley said. Sometimes we'll need to shut down and keep going 4 to 5 hours later so that my crew can rest. The village's snow removal operation is broken down into 6 street classifications. Arterial streets, such as Main Street, State Street, Division Street, among others, produce the highest amount of traffic flow with nearly 4,000 vehicles per day. Collector streets are broken down into 2 categories, averaging more than 3,000 vehicles per day. Major collector streets carry traffic from the village's minor streets to its arterial streets. Minor collector streets yield frontage access to lots and provide steady traffic flow to adjoining local access streets. Minor collector streets average nearly 1,500 vehicles per day. Examples of collector streets include Country Ridge Drive, Diane Lane, and Union Street. Sub-collector streets provide the same features as minor collector streets, but the traffic must have an origin or destination in the nearby neighborhood. Sub-collector street examples include Center Street, Peacock Drive, and Turner Drive, and average roughly 750 vehicles per day. Cul-de-sacs, which include both the radius and the streets, include dead-end streets that have an open end which must be terminated at the other end with a vehicular turnaround. With limited traffic, these streets are generally plowed last. The plowing priority is based on street classification, meaning the most traveled streets that are going to be the highest priority, Village Administrator Patrick Brown said. The way we have snow removal is similar to how we broke the town down, Crowley added. We have equipment in each of those areas. As for the remainder of the winter, Crowley expects an average 20-inch snowfall. I'm kind of expecting it to be like this, Crowley said. I'm looking at some long-range forecasts. The systems are what are called clipper systems that are coming down from Canada and giving us moisture. We'll probably have some 1 to 3 inch snows, some 2 to 5 inch snows, and we might have 1 upper 6 inch event. The 17-year transportation superintendent believes the East Central Illinois area is in for an average winter. We haven't had a winter, so to speak, in the last few years, Crowley said. I'm kind of guessing we're going to have a winter this year. The worst snowfall event Crowley recalled working occurred during his 2-year stint with Newcomb Township, where he experienced a 16-inch snowfall with winds up to 50 miles per hour. The worst that I ever worked was the Christmas to New Year 98 and 99 snowfall. It was a nightmare, he said. When the storm hit, we went out with 6 inches of snow on the ground, and we worked for 26 hours straight, then 20 hours, then 18, and then the hours kept dropping down. The late 70s snowstorm was also not too far from the transportation superintendent's recent memory. While only 4 or 5 years old, Crowley recalled his grandfather, who was a foreman, had prepared for the storm that stacked snow nearly 20 feet high. We would take a hot plate and a skillet to work, Crowley added, because it might be 4 or 5 days before he came home. Given the recent snowfall events and nearby traffic accidents, Crowley cautioned drivers to stay indoors if possible and to use extra precautionary measures if residents are out in the elements. If it's going to be snowy or nasty outside and you don't have to go anywhere, then stay home, Crowley said. If you do have to get out, allow yourself extra time to get anywhere. Make sure to allow yourself extra distance when coming up on other vehicles. Don't pull out in front of our trucks or anybody else's vehicle for that matter. Our trucks take longer to stop because they're bigger. In addition to obeying winter driving safety, Crowley asked that Mahomet drivers utilize patience when out and about on the village's streets during snowy or icy conditions. We're on it and we're trying the best we can, he said. There's only so many of us, and we're doing everything we can to keep our streets as safe as we can. Next on the front page, we have this article. It's under the banner of Hairpin Beauty Salon. And the headline reads, "A cut above when it comes to a friendly atmosphere." Hairstylist with 53 years of experience has served four generations of families. With 53 years of experience as a hairdresser, Sarah Heath, the owner of Hairpin Beauty Salon, said she's tickled that customers still refer to her beauty salon as similar to the Steel Magnolias movie. "We're known as the old lady shop," Heath joked. The hairstylist has served four generations of families during her half-century-long career. "I've had great-grandma, grandma, mom, and now kids," she said. "Most of our clients are 50 and younger, but with the oldest being 99 years old and the youngest at just 6 months old." Heath said one of her favorite and funniest memories as a hairstylist included a time when a customer accidentally misused salon equipment. "A customer getting her hair done decided to wash her hands with the hose," she said. "And the next thing I know, the hose goes flying and she soaked everything and everyone." Heath has not only seen it all, but she has also heard it all. Her 50 years plus of salon conversations involved everything. "We probably discuss more so than the barbers," Heath said. "It's not just gossip." The salon has helped with tomato paste to tomato sauce conversions and has even provided a dictionary for the youngsters' homework help. "The beauty salon is anything but boring." "I'm sure we've been told things never uttered to another soul," Heath said of the customer's candor. The closeness of Heath and the Hairpin Beauty Salon staff is well received by customers. In its former 401 East Oak Street location, now Lucky Moon Pies and More, Hairpin Beauty Salon occupied a roughly 500-square-foot space. Once in the larger Main Street location, a customer once asked to move closer to the staff as an opportunity for close-knit, family-like conversation. "In the previous location, the hairdryers were closer to the staff," Heath said. "When we moved over here to Main Street, a young guy asked if he could move closer to us just to chat." Heath realized her career goals early, and she received her cosmetology license at age 17. "When I was young, you were either a teacher, a nurse, or a beauty stylist," Heath said. "I got married at 18 and only worked at four other places." For the last 38 years, Heath has served the residents of Mahomet as their go-to stylist. She began her career at Bon Bon Beauty Salon in the old Flatiron Building in Champaign. After a while, Heath decided to work out of her home and attend Parkland College, where she received her associate's degree in business. "Once I got to that point, I knew this is what I was going to do for the rest of my life," Heath said. After graduating, Heath decided to move her in-home salon to a brick-and-mortar location. "I went looking for a job in the mall by the IGA," Heath said. "The lady said it was for sale. I always said I bought myself a job." Heath worked at the mall for 6 years before relocating to her former Oak Street location. Heath remained at Oak Street for 8 years until finding her current home at 425 East Main Street. For the last 19 years at the Main Street location, Heath, along with longtime staff members Audrey Rayburn, 35 years, Carol Priestley, over 10 years, and Lori Pointer, 26 years, have made lasting memories with their more like family customers. "We have so many memories, I've often thought I should write a book," Heath said. The memories are the closeness you experience when you meet people for so long that you become friends. As for those interested in becoming licensed cosmetologists, Heath said being a hairstylist is not easy, but it is quite rewarding. She cautioned that newly licensed cosmetologists must be relaxed and thick-skinned in order to be successful. You need to know you're not going to make $50,000 a year, she said. It's hard work to be on your feet all day, but it's a very enjoyable job. Sometimes it seems like the work is secondary. In her spare time, Heath is an avid archer in the Georgia-based Archery Shooters Association senior class. The hairstylist has won 2 International Bow Hunting Organization championships. My husband, son, and 6-year-old grandson are archers, Heath said. It's a great way to get out and talk to more people. Heath and her family became archers after they stopped showing horses at the fair circuit where their horses ran barrels and speed events. Archery is a family affair, Heath said. It's nice to shoot with family and friends, and it's a lot easier than showing horses. Heath has spent 46 years of her life as a Mahomet resident. She said she enjoys living in such a great community where she can't imagine living anywhere else. Heath and the staff at Hairpin Beauty Salon invite residents to stop by the Main Street location, whether for a haircut or just to chat. We've always got room, Heath said. The salon is open Monday through Saturday for walk-ins and appointments. Salon hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday, Friday, and Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. To schedule an appointment, call 217-586-4564. Our next article is under the banner of 18-unit facility, and the headline reads, South 47 Storage Owner Aiming for February Opening. Preparing for the spring's housing market, Clayton Clark, owner of South 47 Storage, hopes to open 18 mini storage building units by February. Located at 608 South Division Street, just south of the railroad tracks, Clark's South 47 storage facility will be under construction into the new year. I bought the lot and closed on it in August, Clark said. I've been plucking away at it. I'm doing it, preparing the storage units myself. It's getting out there on nights and weekends. Clark found a need for climate-controlled storage units in Mahomet. His units will feature access from inside the building with a hallway that runs down the middle. It seemed like all the places were metal pole buildings. There were problems with mice, Clark said. I wanted to build my units like a house with standard foundation. I've tried to make everything tighter than the ones I've seen around Mahomet. The 18 storage units come in 2 sizes, 5x10 and 10x10 feet, for Mahomet residents. Clark said he conducted research before pricing his units at $85, that's a 5x10, and $120 in the 10x10. The other 2 places in Mahomet had prices varying from $90 to $119, Clark said, so we're right there. Though he owns a few rental properties, managing the storage unit building will be a first for Clark. This will be the first thing I've done like this, Clark said. It's just worked out as a small project. I hope they're easy to fill. For more information about South 47 Storage, contact Clark at 217-417-4312. And now, turning to page A5 under obituaries, we have the following death notices of local and area interest. Patricia May Alexander, 80, of Mansfield, passed away at 11:23 p.m. Thursday, December 28, 2017, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Her funeral was at 2 p.m. Tuesday, January 2nd, at Calvert Belongi Bruce Funeral Home in Mansfield. Pastor Ed Davis officiated. Burial was in Mansfield Cemetery. Visitation was from 1 to 2 p.m. Tuesday at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association. Donald L. Clapper, 79, of Mahomet and Sarasota, Florida, passed away on Friday, December 29, 2017, at home after a brief but valiant battle with cancer. There will be no memorial service. A private graveside service will be held at a later date. Memorial contributions may be made in his name to the American Cancer Society or to the organization of the donor's choice. Wayne Dowd, 83, of Tuscola, passed away at 9:30 p.m. on Friday, December 29, 2017, at Tuscola Health Care Center. Visitation was from 4 to 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 3rd, at Edwards Funeral Home, 221 East Main Street in Arcola. Memorials may be made to the American Heart Association. Robert J. Gentles, 68, of Mahomet, died on Sunday, December 24, 2017, at Presence Covenant Medical Center, Urbana. Visitation was from 4 to 6 p.m. Wednesday, January 3rd, at Blair Owens Funeral Home, 102 East Dunbar in Mahomet. There was an informal service with words spoken at 6 p.m., and military rites were accorded. Bill E. Heaton, 63, of Champaign, passed away at 5:38 a.m. Tuesday, December 26, 2017, at St. Mary's Hospital in Decatur. In honoring Bill's wishes, there will be no services at this time. Condolences may be sent to the family at www.mackey-wrightfuneralhome.com. Charles Charlie E. Ogle, Sr., of Urbana, passed away at 3:26 a.m. Sunday, December 31, 2017, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A celebration of life was held from at the CU Christian Church at 602 West Church Street in Champaign from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, January 6, 2018. Peyton Jean Seward, infant daughter of Jordan and Rachel Kinzel Seward, was stillborn at Presence Covenant Medical Center in Urbana on Wednesday, December 27, 2017. A private visitation was held at 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 2nd at Sunset Funeral Home, 710 North Neal Street in Champaign. A public service was held following at noon. Interment was in Riverside Cemetery, Mahomet. Kenneth A. Kenny Quick, 71, of Ivesdale, passed away at 7:33 a.m. Sunday, December 31, 2017, at home in Ivesdale. Funeral services were held at 11 a.m. Friday, January 5, 2018, at the Hines Funeral Home, 348 North Pyatt Street in Bement. Visitation was held from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, January 4, 2018, also at the funeral home. Burial was in the Bement Township Cemetery. The Reverend Randall Randy Ross, 65, of Mahomet, passed away Thursday, December 14, 2017, at home. Memorial services will be at 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. January 6, 2018, at Mahomet United Methodist Church, 1302 East South Mahomet Road, in Mahomet, with the Reverend John McIntosh officiating. Visitation was from 9 to 11 a.m. Juanita Ruth Warren, 86, of Farmer City, passed away at 7 a.m. Wednesday, December 27, 2017, at Farmer City Rehab and Healthcare Center. Visitation was from 1 to 2 p.m. Friday, December 29, 2017, at Calvert Bellon G. Bruce Funeral Home in Farmer City. Her funeral was at 2 p.m. at the funeral home. Pastors Dave Ashby and Bud McMasters officiated. Burial followed in McCord Cemetery in Fullerton. Memorials may be made to the First Christian Church, Farmer City, or Farmer City Rehab and Healthcare Center Activity Fund. And now returning to the news and views on page A3 under the banner of banking, we have this article headlined, Miller Named Vice President with First Mid. Mattoon-based First Mid Illinois Bank and Trust recently announced that Mahomet's Jim Miller has been named Vice President, Agriculture/Commercial Lending for the First Mid Banking Centers in Mansfield and Monticello. He will be responsible for building commercial and ag loan/deposit relationships in those markets. In addition, Miller will serve as commercial customers in the Mahomet and Champaign markets. We are very fortunate to have Jim join the First Mid team, said Larry Stinger, First Mid Regional Senior Vice President. With over 30 years of experience in the banking industry, he brings a vast amount of knowledge and experience to this position. Prior to joining First Mid, Miller served as Vice President of Commercial Banking with First State Bank and National City Bank in the Champaign market, and as a Regional Vice President with Farm Credit Services in Bloomington. He earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Agricultural Industries from the University of Illinois and has been an active member of his community, volunteering with many different civic organizations. And he's a past president of the Illini Quarterback Club. First Mid Illinois Bank Shares Incorporated, that's First Mid, is a $2.8 billion community-focused organization that provides financial services through a network of 52 banking centers in 37 Illinois and Missouri communities. More information about the company is available on its website at www.firstmid.com. And now from the sports page, we have the announcement of this week's Bulldog of the Week. This week's Mahomet Citizen and Walk Chiropractic Bulldog of the Week is girls basketball player Amanda Franklin. Franklin helped lead the Bulldogs girls basketball team to a fifth place finish in the consolation bracket of the highly competitive State Farm Holiday Classic tournament last week. In four games, Franklin totaled 51 points. Against Chicago North Lawndale last Friday evening, she recorded one of her best games of the season with a team-high 18 points and 8 rebounds. To start the tournament last Wednesday, Franklin led the team in scoring with 13 points. She also added 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. Against Geneseo earlier that day, Franklin led the team in scoring with 14 and added 2 steals. Franklin again finished with a team-high 6 points and 5 rebounds against a tough Bloomington team. Congratulations to Amanda Franklin. Finally for today, we have this article headlined, Mahomet Man Admits Theft, Receives Probation. Urbana, a Mahomet man who admitted stealing money from a client of the company he worked for, has been sentenced to 4 years of probation and ordered to make restitution of about $32,000 to that client and others. Robert O'Malley, 38, who listed an address in the 1400 block of North Stonecrest, pled guilty last week before Judge Tom DeFanis to theft over $10,000, a Class II felony. He was also ordered to perform 100 hours of public service. In exchange for O'Malley's plea and his promise to pay restitution to all the victims, Fletcher agreed to dismiss 2 other felony theft accounts. Fletcher said that as the thefts were being investigated by the Champaign County Sheriff's Office, O'Malley submitted a cashier's check to United Prairie for a little more than $12,000. The company held on to the check and will apply it to restitution now that O'Malley has pled guilty. That leaves just under $20,000 that O'Malley will have to pay by June 2021, under the terms of the agreement negotiated by Fletcher and Champaign attorney Jim Martinkus. Fletcher said O'Malley had no prior criminal convictions and received court supervision in 2002 for driving under the influence. This has been the Mahomet Citizen for the week of January the 8th. I look forward to reading with you again soon. For Illinois Radio Reader, I'm Ed Walsh.